Shalom Chaverim. That's Hebrew for hello, friends. And Shabbat Shalom. That's Hebrew for Sabbath peace. This is Ethel Chadwick. Welcome to another week of Bagels and Blessings. Today, I've got great music for you, of course, and it's going to be a fantastic interview. I'm going to be speaking with Elisa Nicole Merritt from Tendershoot Films. She's a messianic producer, actress, and she's got quite a story to tell you of how she came to know the Lord. And so stay with me, and I will be right back. That was Jonathan Sittell. I sure hope you enjoyed last week's program where I featured a lot of his music. Wonderful man, great story. And I'm just really excited to be here. The first day of November. And praise God, it's not snowing yet. And so we're going to get right into it. What's one of my favorite Shabbat songs? Well, of course, it's Craig Taubman from the CD My Jewish Discovery. I don't know how fast you can say the title of this song, but it's called Shabbat Shalom. Here it comes.
Shabbat, 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 Shabbat,
Shalom, it's the day of rest. Shabbat, Shalom, it's the day I love best. Shabbat, Shalom, it's the day of rest. Shabbat, 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 Shalom.
Shabbat, 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 Shabbat.
Light the candles, say the Kiddush over the wine. Do the motzi, the challah tastes so fine. Light the candle, say the Kiddush over the wine. That Shabbos feeling so fine. Every week I get that Shabbos feeling.
Shabbos feeling, get the Shabbos feeling.
I feel it from my head down to my toes.
Head down to my toes.
6 long days I have to wait for Shabbos.
Wait for Shabbos. Just can't wait for Shabbos.
But then on Friday Eve, I get that Shabbos glow.
Get that Shabbos glow. Oh! Shabbat, 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 Shabbat.
Shabbat, Shalom, it's the day of rest. Shabbat, Shalom, it's the day I love best. Shabbat, Shalom, it's the day of rest.
Shabbat, Shabbat, Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom, it's the day of rest. Shabbat Shalom, it's the day I love best. Shabbat Shalom, it's the day of rest.
Shabbat, Shabbat Shalom.
Ah, such lovely harmony. You know, I sing in the Rochester Eastman Chorus, and I've been singing my whole life, and I love to harmonize, and I love to hear great harmony, so I really get a kick out of that song. Did you notice the words? He's talking about, you know, he gets that Shabbos or that Shabbat feeling, and he can feel it from his head down to his toes. Well, I would like to think that when you have the joy of the Lord, you can feel it from your head down to your toes. That's actually my prayer for you today, that you are filled with the joy of the Lord. You know, it says in Nehemiah, the joy of the Lord is your strength. Hallelujah. Well, Bagels and Blessings is a ministry of Congregation Shema Yisrael. We're a messianic congregation made up of Jews and Gentiles that love Yeshua. That's the Jewish way, the Hebrew way to say Jesus. We believe that he is the Messiah, as prophesied by the Old Testament scriptures. Shema Yisrael has services every Saturday morning at 10 o'clock a.m. We're located at 1326 North Winton Road. We'd love to have you come and worship with us. And if you're there at Shema, you'll notice that we have a bookstore and a gift shop. It's called the Fig Tree Bookstore, and it's open every Saturday after our service, and it's also open on Thursdays from 3 to 7 p.m. I just bought a wonderful Hebrew calendar there this morning. You can get books and CDs and prayer shawls and shofars, cards and jewelry there. And if you're listening to Bagels and Blessings in the Buffalo, Lockport, or Medina area, and if you like Messianic music, you might really enjoy visiting Congregation Brith Hadashah. They have services every Saturday morning at 10:30 a.m., and they're at 50 Alberta Drive in Amherst. I also want to thank Bagelland, Soho Bagel Cafe, and Balsam Bagels for donating coupons. Somebody's going to win a coupon for bagels later, so please listen. Stay listening and tell all your friends to listen. Right now, let's wake up. This is Awake with Ted Pierce.
Call on your God. In that day, in that day will he answer you. In that day, when you call on your God, call on our God, he will give an answer. Call on our God, he will answer us when we call on our God. He will give an answer. Call on our God. In that day, will he answer us. In that day, when we call on our God. Away! Oh, sing, O heavens, be joyful, O earth, and break out in singing, O mountains. For the Lord has comforted his people Israel, and he will have mercy on Zion. Awake! 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 O Zion, awake!
Oh, yes, that was Ted Pierce. I get so excited when I hear the shofar. I'm awake now. It's not just because I've had a cup of coffee or two and a cup of tea, and it's not the caffeine, it's the Holy Spirit. I'm so excited. When you hear this music, you can't be sad. You can't stay depressed. I mean, there are people going through stuff, and I know life's not a bowl of cherries and all that, but when you hear this worship music, it just does something, because when you hear, call upon your God and he will answer you, it's just a reminder that the scripture is true, that God loves you, that he hears your prayers. And so I encourage you to read your Bible, open up the word, and let the Holy Spirit minister to you today. When you call upon your God, he will give an answer. Hallelujah. Well, this is Ethel Chadwick. You're listening to Bagels and Blessings. I'm just a nice Jewish girl who loves Yeshua, and this program has been on the air for 17 years. It's a miracle. Hallelujah. And one of the reasons why I've been on the air is because of people like you that send in donations, and because the Lord has provided sponsors. One of my sponsors is Pharaoh's Harem Salon and Spa. They're right here in Rochester. The owners are believers in Yeshua, really good people. It's a family-owned business, and you can go to Pharaoh's Harem to get your hair done. They have excellent stylists. You know, maybe you're just in the mood for something different. Go get a new do. Go get a new do. You can get a massage, a facial, a pedicure, a manicure. And they have two locations. One of them is on West Henrietta Road, just south of Marketplace Mall. The number there is 359-2249. And there's another location in Fairport in Packets Landing on the Canal. And the number there is 223-5850. So come on into Pharaoh's Harem today, and you'll be treated like royalty. And right now, you'll be treated to Joshua Aaron. Hu Yavo, he is coming.
He will return to Jerusalem, Zion's king. We'll restore the land, the clouds will part, and our king will descend, fire in his eyes, seven stars at his right hand. He'll come again, our conquering king on that day. His sword will go forth to take back and restore what belongs
what belongs to our Lord. We have all, we have all, we have all, Yeshua, we have all, have all, we have all, Yeshua. Oh, your bride will go forth to the ends of the earth, preparing the way of the Lord, beckoning the day when Israel will say, Baruch Abba, Shem Adonai, Uyavo, Uyavo.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Joshua Aaron, that's his new CD, Hu Yavoh. Wow, that is so exciting. Thank you so much for listening to Bagels and Blessings. Man, I am having so much fun. So, you know, the weather has started to change a bit, and I'm afraid we do have to put our furnaces on now. Maybe you haven't had your furnace checked in a while, or maybe you need a new furnace. Have I got a deal for you? Excellent Air Heating and Cooling. That's who you want to call. It's a family-owned business. They're believers, and they give the best prices in town. And I can't say enough good things about them. Their name is perfect because they are excellent in all that they do, the way they handle their business. You can call them, and they come out really soon. I never will forget, it was like December on a Sunday, and our furnace was broken down, and I just happened to find their number in a phone book. And they came out within 1 hour. They didn't charge me an arm and a leg because it was a Sunday. And the guy decided on the spot to start sponsoring Bagels and Blessings. Good people. 889-7840. Excellent Air Heating and Cooling. Give them your business. And one more sponsor, and then we're going to concentrate more on some music and the contest, and then, of course, the interview with Elisa Merritt. If you're jumping around to this music and you hear a little snap, crackle, and pop, and your bones are creaking and your neck hurts, never fear. Go to Odell Chiropractic. Listen to this.
Your back is a delicate matter. Everyday things can affect it.
This is the last time I'm picking your toys up off the floor. Oh, oh, oh boy, it just went out.
Major injuries can leave you in bed for days.
Look out!
It's called vertebral subluxation. It's what happens when your back is thrown out of its correct alignment. It causes major pains and in time may damage internal functions. That's why the first time you visit Odell Family Chiropractic, they will determine if x-rays of your spine are needed to pinpoint the exact problem. If they find that they can help you, they'll develop a care plan to allow the spine to achieve the correct position and strengthen it so that it will want to stay strong. They'll prove it to you. During your care with them, they'll show you x-rays of the progression your spine is making while moving into its correct alignment. Visit today to receive a free preventative health evaluation. Call 671-9210. That's 671-9210. Say goodbye to back pain permanently.
A few days ago marked the anniversary of my mother's death. And right now she's dancing on the streets of gold. And this song just really gives me chills. It's just so, so beautiful. We Will Dance, Corey Bell with Lev Shalow. Perhaps you have a loved one that's up there dancing on the streets of gold, too.
Bridegroom will come. Gloria.
lift up your hands and clap for joy. The time's drawing near when he will appear. And oh, we will stand by his side. A strong, who's my best pride. Oh, we will dance on the streets that are golden, glorious bride, and the great Son of Man from every tongue and tribe and nation will join in the song of
Shalom, Joel Chernoff here for the Restoration of Israel Minute. Did you know that God promised in Genesis 22:18 that through Israel, all of the nations would be blessed? Did you know that Israel is now using gold to cure cancer? Israel's Technion Institute is experimenting with laser beams and nanoparticles of gold. The cancer treatment is completely non-invasive with no side effects because it only zaps the cancer cells and not the healthy tissues. Over 7 million people die every year of cancer. Once again, Israel's efforts will be a wondrous blessing to the nation's families. This is Joel Chernoff for the Restoration of Israel Minute. Shalom.
Today, over 40% of Israelis live in poverty. We have an opportunity to return the blessing God has given us through Israel by becoming a part of God's prophesied restoration of Israel. To learn more, go to roiminute.com. That's roiminute.com.
Bagels and Blessings is a ministry of Shammai Yisrael Messianic Congregation. Your tax-deductible contributions will help keep this program on the air. Make checks out to Shammai Yisrael. That's Shemayisrael. And please put Bagels and Blessings on the memo portion of your check. Send your contributions to Bagels and Blessings, Post Office Box 192, Scottsville, New York, 14546-0192. And come and experience Messianic worship in person Saturday mornings at 10 a.m. Shammai Yisrael is located at 1326 North Winton Road, about a half mile south of Empire Boulevard.
Come on, baby, I need bagels.
Gimme, 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 gimme bagels tonight.
All right, it's almost time for my interview with Elisa Merritt, but right now I want the first person to call 222-2990 and tell me what animal is mentioned the most frequently in the Bible. What animal is mentioned the most times in both the Old and New Testaments? 222-2990, call now and call quickly.
Carmela Lutz, updating you on the latest strategic developments in Israel and the Middle East.
Shalom, this is David Silver with the Carmel Alert Radio News Report for the week ending October the 31st, 2014. There has been a notable increase in the level of violence in the city of Jerusalem over the last 7 days. This trend, which is causing major concern in Jerusalem, began last week after a young Arab drove his car into a group of pedestrians standing at the light rail stop close to the old city area. A 3.5-month-old baby girl died almost immediately as a result of landing on her head after her pram was struck and the baby flew for 20 metres through the air. A 22-year-old woman involved in the same incident died in hospital a few days later. As Jerusalem police and security personnel dealt with that incident, serious rioting broke out on the Temple Mount. At one point, the police were forced to lock the rioters in the Al-Aqsa Mosque to prevent Jews praying below at the Western Wall from being injured by stones and other projectiles being thrown by the young Arab rioters. Earlier in the week, the situation intensified following the shooting of a rabbi who was a leader of the Temple Mount faithful. This incident, which seriously wounded the rabbi, was a drive-by shooting carried out by someone riding a motorcycle. On Thursday, the situation became so serious that the Israeli police closed the Temple Mount area to all visitors. This further inflamed the situation, creating violent outbreaks elsewhere in the city. And Mahmoud Abbas, the leader of the Palestinian Authority, is calling Israel's closing of the Temple Mount compound an act of war. Also this week, Israel is once again coming under international condemnation following the announcement by the Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu that the government has granted licenses for another 1,080 apartments to be built in two Jewish suburbs of East Jerusalem. It is being reported that President Obama and the US State Department, along with the Palestinians and the Jordanians, are particularly infuriated by Israel's decision to build more apartments in already disputed locations, claiming it will harm the peace process, which anybody with open eyes can see has already been dead for several months. Prime Minister Netanyahu countered the condemnation, explaining that with Israel's high immigration rate, which is currently around about 600 Jewish people each week, Israel must continue to increase its housing capacity, adding that no other nation is dictated to by others as to where and where not they can build homes for their citizens. The crisis in the political relationship between Israel and the United States worsened this week after a State Department official made a very personal and insulting statement about Prime Minister Netanyahu. Commentators on both sides are now saying that the relationship between America and Israel is at an all-time low. An Arab diplomat has acknowledged that the PA plan is for the destruction of Israel. George Deke, a Christian Arab from the ancient Mediterranean city of Jaffa and currently serving as Israel's ambassador to Norway, told a gathering hosted by the Norwegian group With Israel for Peace, he delivered what some in that country are calling the best speech an Israeli diplomat ever made. Mr. Deke told the Norwegians that most of those involved in Palestinian leadership, either directly or indirectly, care far less about the actual welfare of the Palestinian Arabs than they do about demonizing and destroying Israel. He wonders why disproportionate attention continues to be paid to the Israeli-Palestinian conflict when far more severe crises have raged and still are raging all over the Middle East. And finally, in this week's report, on Thursday, Sweden officially decided to recognize the non-existent and illegitimate state of Palestine. Israeli Foreign Minister Avigdor Lieberman spoke out against Sweden's decision, saying that it was an unfortunate decision that strengthens extremists. The foreign minister added that Sweden and other countries must understand that relations in the Middle East are far more complicated than self-assembly furniture like IKEA. That's all in this week's report. Be sure to tune in again next week for the latest news coming out of Israel and the Middle East. Shalom.
The Carmel Alert is brought to you by Out of Zion Ministries, based on Mount Carmel, North Israel. For more information, visit our webpage, www.outofzion.com.
That was the Carmel Alert with David Silver. And we don't have time for you to go on the air, but if you know the answer to the contest, call 222-2990. The question was, what animal is mentioned the most frequently in the Bible? And if you know the answer, just call 222-2990. But right now, I'm excited because I've got Elisa Merritt standing by. Shabbat shalom, Elisa.
Shabbat shalom, Ethel. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm very well. I'm blessed. Thank God. Baruch Hashem.
Amen. Amen. So I know a little bit about you from reading your information online, but we have a lot of listeners. Hopefully we have millions of listeners right now who want to know a little bit about your background. For example, did you grow up in a nice Jewish home?
Yes, I did. I actually grew up in a nice Jewish home in Jersey, and I had a nice Jewish mother who basically told me that no matter what I did in life, I could not believe in JC. So it was a very, you know, kind of a sheltered upbringing. 90% of my town, I would say, maybe 80% was Jewish. And I, you know, I went to synagogues my whole life. I went to Hebrew school, Hebrew high school. I had a bas mitzvah. So, you know, it was a definite, like, Jewish kind of very sheltered environment.
Yeah.
But a blessing.
Well, wait a minute. Where's your Joyzy accent? I don't hear the use guys.
What are you talking about? I used to go to the mall and have coffee all the time.
Yeah, it's like I grew up in the South and I lost my accent too. I see what you've done. All right.
I did. Well, in film, you have to change your accent to kind of accommodate the masses. So that's what I worked on for many decades.
Wow. Well, we are definitely going to talk about your film projects, but I want to talk a little bit about, so how did a nice Jewish girl from Jersey find her way to Yeshua the Messiah? Oh, do tell.
Yeah, it's really an amazing, somewhat supernatural experience. I started out, of course, you know, Jewish, and I am always Jewish. You know, that's never going to change. It's always a part of me. It's always who I am.
Amen.
But when I was a little girl, I remember being about 3 years old and looking up in my backyard to heaven and just praying to Hashem, to Avinu Malkeinu, my father, my king, and saying, I want to know you. I want to have a closer relationship with you, even as a child. And I felt his presence. I really felt strongly his ruach, even at that time in my life. But then I got really involved into Judaism and attending synagogue and being really, you know, a part of the Jewish community. And I somehow over the years lost that sense of a deep relationship with God, and it was more like a religion. So as I, you know, even growing up in doing a lot of these talent shows and gymnastics and all of these things, I just lost my way from God and just focused on things. And the only time I really heard about God was in a very formal, serious, stern type of service in synagogue. You know, and I'm not knocking that. I know it's a blessing for many people, but I just didn't feel the presence of God in that setting anymore. And I remember when I was 13 having my bas mitzvah, and it was nerve-wracking, you know, because you're reading for 40 minutes in Hebrew, melodically in front of 1,000 people that you know and that are your only, you know, your friends, your family. It was a huge, huge temple. And I just remember looking at the parchment and the gorgeous ornate structure of the bima, and I mean the Ner Tamid and the gala affair that I had afterward. My mother spent a fortune on this huge reception afterward, and the whole day, and it happened to be my 13th birthday, but the whole day I just kept thinking, where is God? And I didn't feel him. I just didn't feel that presence like I did as a little girl. And so, you know, fast forward until my teen years, I remember saying to my mom, I've been in Jersey my whole life, never been on a plane, never been anywhere. And I said, Mom, can I go to college in Florida? Because everything I saw on television made it look so beautiful. You know, there were palm trees and beaches and Disney. And I thought, you know what, I would just love to get out of my sheltered home.
No more snow.
Exactly. And I didn't like the cold weather. I just really was feeling just this burning yearning to leave that area. And so my mother was so against it. You know, she and my father were fighting about it for, you know, a number of months. And finally she says, okay, Elisa, I will let you go to Florida for college on like two conditions. Number one is you join a Hillel or a Jewish center as soon as you get to college. And number two, you don't listen to any of those Southern Baptists who are going to try to brainwash you into believing in JC.
Oy, God forbid you should listen to anything about JC.
Yeah, and she said it with her thick Jersey accent, like, no, JC, you're not going to listen to them or else I'm going to bring you home.
And you said, yes, Mama, yes, Mama.
I did. I was such a great acquiescent girl, and I obeyed, and I said, of course, Mom, Ima, I love you. Don't worry. You know, what's going to happen? It's a beautiful state. Half the state is Jewish in the South anyway. What are you talking about?
What could possibly go wrong?
Exactly. Exactly. So, you know, with that in mind, you know, I went to USF, which is in Tampa, and it was just a beautiful experience. I loved college. I loved every moment of it. And you know, I was a really hard worker. So I was sort of working my way to pay through college as well. And it was my sophomore year, I got a job at a frozen yogurt shop.
Aha.
This is kind of the turning point here. And it was my first week on the job. And this huge, tall man, I'm not exaggerating, at least 7 feet tall, walked into the shop, and he had beaming, icy blue eyes, and he just was awe-striking. And he walked toward the counter where I was working, and he said, hi, you must be new here. My name's Alan. What's your name? And I said, I'm Elisa. Nice to meet you. So a long story short, Alan became one of my regular customers. He was in every other day of the week ordering an extra large serving of yogurt and sitting down to talk to me, to schmooze. And one day he says to me, Elisa, did you know that Yeshua is your Messiah? Did you know Jesus is your Messiah?
And you said, excuse me. Do you know who you're talking to? Excuse me.
It was sort of, I was taken aback, and I just kept thinking in my mind, oh my gosh, my mom's going to kill me. I can't tell her my mom is going to kill me. I can't talk to him. Oh no. But Alan was so pleasant, and he had such a joyful demeanor, and he was so warm and inviting to speak with that I sort of entertained him. And I said, okay, all right, tell me about this Yeshua. Okay, let me hear it, you know? And so he did. He actually came in with this huge white Bible, and he opened it up, and it had like gold letters. It was amazing. And he would read to me for hours when no one else was in the store. And he would say, you know, did you know that God loves you with an everlasting love? Did you know he's numbered every one of the hairs on your head? And he sent Yeshua to die for your sins. Did you know in Leviticus 17:11, without the shedding of blood, there's no remission of sins? And you need Yeshua, you need the Lamb of God, Jesus, to take away your sin. So it was, you know, a really huge turning point for me, because I was kind of forced to start thinking about this, quote, JC that I had never heard was even Jewish. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm my 20 years of life, I actually thought Jesus was Catholic.
Yeah, that sounds very familiar.
Yeah. So, you know, because the only thing I had seen about him was on television in, like, Catholic churches, and I really didn't understand at all his Jewishness. And so this was the first time, you know, Alan starts explaining to me, you know, Jesus is Jewish. He was and is the Jewish Messiah who came to the earth 2,000 years ago to die for you, and you need to accept him to go to be in Olam Haba, in heaven, forever. So about 7 months go by with him witnessing, like unrelenting to me. And the weird thing is, even on my days off of work, if I would be at the mall with my friends, I would see him in the distance, like towering over crowds of people. And he'd say, Elisa, Jesus loves you. Yeshua HaMashiach. And I'm like, oh no, what's he doing? He's following me.
Stalker.
And my friends warned that he was stalking me. Everyone was sort of concerned for my safety, even though for me, he was so loving and compassionate. You know, I wasn't attracted to him because he was in his 30s and I was a teenager, but it was just something about him drew me, the love of God in him. And so even, again, on my days off of work, he would show up, like, sporadically in random places. Like, at the last minute, on 11 at night, I would go to a sub shop just for a late night sub, and he'd be there before I arrived.
That would scare me. That would actually scare me a little.
It was. But, you know, it was scary, but at the same time, it was endearing because I just felt like he cared about me so much. So I would walk in, you know, 11 at night, and he'd be at a two-seater alone with his white Bible opened. And he'd say, Elisa, care to join me? And, I mean, this kept happening. And the thing is, people said he was following me, But he was everywhere I would go before I would get there. So he couldn't have been following me.
It's like he knew ahead of time.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, and just to wind it all down, basically, everything came to a head. One day in the store, I just had it. After 7 months of this witnessing, I said, Alan, you have to stop. You know, and this is when, you know, all these people were filling the store, so it was a crowd. And I just screamed. I said, if Yeshua is my Messiah, that's not fair. I deserve to pay the price for my sin. I'm a Jewish woman. I'm responsible for my problems. You know, it's not fair that this innocent lamb or man should pay the price for my sin. And I screamed at him, and I said, I am prepared to pay the price for everything I've ever done wrong.
Mm.
And his eyes just filled with tears, and his demeanor just changed, and he was so somber, and he said, Alisa, you can never, ever pay that price. That price is too big for you to pay. And the beautiful thing is, you don't have to, because Yeshua already paid it for you. And he walked out and he left. And I was just cut to the heart. You know, that was like really a powerful transformation, that moment. It just clicked in me. And I went home that night, and for the first time in 16 years, I knelt down and I just prayed to God, the God of my childhood when I was in my backyard. I, for the first time, felt his presence again, the Ruach. And I said, God, if Yeshua is my Messiah, if he's my Savior, I need to know right now. And immediately, in my mind's eye, I saw this white light just wiping away all of this darkness and pain. And I felt the Ruach enter me, and I just knew. I just knew at that moment Yeshua was the Messiah.
Mm.
And, you know, I went out to my roommate, and I'm like, do I look different? Something just happened. I'm holy now. Something really cool just happened. And she's like, no, you look the same. You know, we're going to go partying tonight. It's fine. You don't look any different. And I said, no, something happened. I accepted Yeshua. I'm different. I'm holy. And, of course, who do I run to call? Because he had given me his number, and my code to dial was 777. I dial Alan to tell him, and it was disconnected. It was like, doo-doo-doo, the number is no longer in service.
Oh, no.
Yeah, so I call him again and again, and he's gone. And, you know, weeks go by, and I go to my job, and he's not coming back. You know, he would be there regularly every other day. I go to the mall and the supermarket and all the restaurants he would be, and he was gone.
Like he vanished.
It was like the moment I accepted Yeshua, he disappeared. But I prayed for years that God would allow me to see him again, just so I could tell him what, you know, happened in my life. And years later, a friend from a congregation I was visiting invited me to dinner at her house. And when I went up to dinner, on the wall of her apartment was this beautiful painting, and it was Alan. And in the painting, he was wearing a white robe and not street clothes. And so I just froze, and I said, that's Alan. That's the man who led me to Yeshua years ago. And, you know, he had unmistakable beaming eyes and cheekbones and chisel jaw. And I just froze, and I said, where did you get this painting? Who painted it? I needed to know all the details. And she just froze for like a minute and didn't know what to say. And finally she said, Alisa, this is a painting of an angel that my friend drew after she was healed from her deathbed. And she claimed that she was, you know, dying, and this angel, this man, appeared to her saying that Yeshua would heal her and she would live and not die. And this is what he looked like. And she described him as being about 7 feet tall with icy blue eyes. And this is who he was.
That is so amazing. Oh my gosh. I have to ask, what did your mama say about your faith in JC?
That was a whole nother ball game. Basically, I was so scared to tell her that for 2 years I didn't tell her. I was afraid she would disown me. Or have, you know, in Judaism sometimes they even have a shiva. They have a funeral for you if you renounce the faith or are not following Judaism. So I waited 2 years, and then unfortunately I found out she was diagnosed with cancer and was dying. And she was very young. She was only in her 50s. And as soon as I found out she was, you know, not going to make it, I told her everything. And I told her my testimony and about Alan. You know, she named me after my uncle Alan, who passed right before I was born.
Oh.
And in Judaism, it's really a special loved one that you're named after.
Right.
So basically, I was so excited because this is the first man named Alan I had ever met in my life, and I'd always wanted to meet someone named Alan. And it was just such a special thing for me. So when I told her, she was really blown away. And she did, 2 days before she passed, accept Yeshua.
Oh, Baruch Hashem. Praise God. Wow.
Yeah.
Thank you for sharing all of that. You know, in the time that we have left, I want to hear all about Tender Shoot Films and how did you get involved in acting and film producing, and tell us everything.
Okay, I'll try. I also think when I said earlier I was involved with many activities of childhood, I was really a very shy, timid person who never liked to speak, and for years I barely spoke. So my mom threw me into a lot of acting camp and acting classes, and I was really involved with theater for many years, and it was my passion, you know, and I really loved, you know, just kind of touching people through story and acting out stories. But when I got saved, when I accepted Yeshua, I thought, what better message to send through film and through acting and theater but, you know, the salvation message?
Yeah.
So, and it just so happens when I met my husband, he was already a filmographer as part of his career. And so our first real meeting times is he was filming me for an interview. And right after the interview, we got acquainted and we went out for bagels and we talked and we had coffee. And he's from New York. And so that just kind of solidified our passion together for film and acting, and we were writing together. We started producing little shorts, film shorts and movies, and it just has grown from there to a big, you know, bigger ministry, Baruch Hashem, all glory to God, with the help of people like Ken Switzer, shout out to Ken, and others who have, he's awesome. He's helped support us tremendously, and my friend Ellen as well, and just so many people. I mean, this has been massive assistance, but we have put together 3 feature-length movies under the umbrella ministry of Tender Shoot Films, based on Isaiah 53:2, which is, he grew up before him like a tender shoot, and so it's like a double entendre, you know, film shoot, tender shoot. And so our 2 movies that were first released were very low budget. One was on Queen Esther, and one was on Samson, but our recent one last year we released is called Dying to Be Heard.
Oh, I've heard about that.
Yeah, that one, it's just such a blessing. What a bracha. It's really touched thousands of lives across the country for life. And it's a Holocaust awareness film. It's a very strong outreach about loving the unlovely. And so, yeah, it's called Dying to Be Heard. And all 3 movies were just nationally released in Lifeway and Family Christian bookstores and on different websites that promote Messianic and Christian faith-based films.
So that is wonderful. If somebody would like to learn more about your ministry and perhaps even purchase some of your DVDs, what's the best contact information you can give?
Okay, well, first of all, they can actually go to Lifeway or Family Christian bookstores at any store across the country. Our 3 movies, especially Dying to Be Heard, is there. And they can also go on our website, which is www.tendershootfilms.com. And that's all one word, tender shoot, like Isaiah 53, and then films is plural.com.
Oh, how exciting. Have your children been in any of your films?
Oh, yeah. And they've been in all of them. That's
really?
Another thing.
Oh, how yeah. cute.
I have 4 children, and I actually have triplet little girls.
Oh, Mazel tov.
Yeah. We're so, so blessed. For many years, we didn't have any, and we were praying for such a long time to be blessed with a mishpacha. And it just so happened that we had a lot of prayer and help with them, but we had triplets in 2007, and it was such a blessing. And they're all so different. They're girls, but one is blonde, and one is brunette, and one is reddish head.
That is so cute. You know, Elisa, people listening to the program today, there could be some budding actors and actresses out there. Even myself, you know, if you need a nice Jewish mother for one of your films. But really, if somebody wants to be in one of your films or involved with one of your films, should they just contact you through your website?
Yes, absolutely. There's a little contact page. There's a mailing list as well they can sign up for to get updates and send us updates as well. You know, we love promoting people. We love promoting, of course, the Lord. He has brought us through many trials and difficulties. And anyone with a story, especially of triumph, of going through. I know I also have a condition similar to MS, so I'm legally handicapped.
Aww.
So, yeah, you know, pray for my healing, you know, in Yeshua's name one day, either here or in Olam Haba. But we, you know, we work a lot with people who go through trauma and trials as well, and would love to share stories of people who maybe aren't, quote, perfect in the eyes of society.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I just pray for your healing right now in the name of Yeshua. Yeah. I pray that He heals all things in your body, mentally, physically, emotionally, spiritually, everything from head to toe in Yeshua's name.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, God.
Yes, and also prayers for your family, for your children. May they grow up to be strong in the Lord, and prayers for your husband as he leads your home, and just favor on your ministry. Favor.
Yes.
Just, you know, I love Isaiah, I think it's 61 verse 2. This is the year of the Lord's favor. And that verse,
Amen.
Especially this year, just means something to me and to my family that, you know, may this be the year of the Lord's favor, you know?
Amen.
You know?
And then, you know, there's another verse in Isaiah, you know, those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength.
Ah, yes.
You know, they shall run and not grow weary, and they shall walk and not faint. And one of the biggest challenges I've had is fainting, like random bouts of just fainting. And so that's sort of my, like, life verse now, just the Lord would just allow me to walk and not faint and have supernatural strength.
Absolutely. Absolutely, yes, yes. We only have a few moments left. I have a couple of more questions about your testimony. Have there been any other members of your family that have come to know Yeshua?
Yes, my father. He actually sort of grew up believing and having that sort of faith base. But when he also passed away, unfortunately.
I'm sorry.
He definitely was praying to the Lord before he passed, and I believe he's with Yeshua, and he was a strong believer when he died. And I know I'll see them again. I've really lost quite a few family members, unfortunately, my uncle and aunts and just pretty much grandparents, everyone, unfortunately. But many, almost, I would say like 9 out of 10 of them have accepted the Lord. So we were really just blessed. And my brother, too, he came to the Lord.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, after everything is all said and done, and you've had plenty of time now to think and to process all the events that happened. What is your conclusion? Who was Alan?
I don't know. I believe that he was a holy messenger that was sent by God to lead a lost Jewish girl to salvation. And, you know, a lot of people, I've shared this story at many congregations, and a lot of people are like, oh, I want Alan, I want the angel to come to me. And I say, you know what, it's not about a man or an angel, it's about the Lord. And I don't worship angels, I just worship the Lord. And even if he wasn't an angel, that's okay, because God needs to have us, his children, get the message out of salvation to lost Jew and non-Jew. And so my take is, I think in my spirit, my heart, I think he was an angel, but I'm very careful to say I'm 100%. And I'm very careful to say that, you know, I follow him because I only follow the Lord. and the one he never talked about himself. He only pointed to Yeshua.
Is it possible it was Yeshua himself?
I don't know. I don't think so. Only because there were certain things he said that, like, he talked about having a family and obeying the Father. But I mean, yeah, I mean that. It. I just don't. I think that he was more a messenger. Like, mm-hmm. I really get that sense. And the fact that he was extremely loving, but he was very careful. In Judaism, they say sneas, like modest. He never touched me, and he was very careful about, like, keeping a distance.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
So I don't know, but
wow.
Yeah.
Incredible story. All right, we have got a couple of minutes left. What's your next film project coming up?
That's a good question.
Well, thank you, ma'am.
You know, I would love to do a children's film. All the last few films we've done were very serious and very dramatic. So I have four little children, and I would love to do something for them, kind of geared up for little ones to listen and sing along and enjoy. So that's sort of where our hearts are pointing right now.
Oh, that's so exciting. Well, I'm so glad you were able to be on my program today. I know it was kind of short notice. I just called you out of the blue, thanks to Ken.
Oh, thank you, Ken. We love you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so I really hope that we can stay in touch. And
yeah, definitely. Definitely. It's an honor. I love your show. You're just such a blessing to so many people.
Thank you. I loved how you even mentioned having bagels. I mean, oh, there you go. You passed the test. See, bagels and blessings were part of her before she even knew me.
Exactly.
Oh. Well, exactly. God bless you, dear. And I hope that you will stay in touch with me. And if there's anything I can do to help you, to help promote your future projects, I would be honored to do that for you.
Oh, absolutely. Hey, maybe you can MC one of our events. We would love to see you here.
Hey.
It's a wonderful blessing.
Try and stop me, darling.
Okay, we'll talk.
We'll talk soon. We'll have coffee.
We'll do coffee.
I'm telling you. Have a wonderful day. Shabbat shalom.
Thank you. Shabbat shalom.
Thanks, Elisa. You too, hon. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
That was my interview with Elisa Merritt. Do go to Tendershoot Films. Look that up on Google, and you can find out more information on her sweet woman. And now it's time for the Aaronic Benediction with Phil Klein.
Yes, Adonai, Panamalecha, V'yasem Lecha, Shalom.
And now may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you his peace. This is Ethel Chadwick saying Shalom Aleichem, peace be with you. Remember that every day of your life is an opportunity to be a blessing to someone. Thank you so much for listening to Bagels and Blessings. Be sure to tune in next week right here on 990 AM WDCX for more great Messianic music. Shabbat Shalom.
Bagels and Blessings is sponsored by Ethel Chadwick.
Gain strength.